I am in the WGXE studio with Colton McCall, Jane Anderson, and Emma Hanlon. They are three participants in the Hudson Teen Theater Project out of the Hudson Opera House, and they are getting ready to perform the Canterbury Tales next weekend, June 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's really exciting to have you guys in the studio. Could you each say what your role is in the play, what you're doing?
I play the role of Jove and Vergus. Jove is, I guess he translates into Zeus, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And Vergus is a lover who goes on an adventure to find something that he could have found at home, and then he goes back.
He's trying not to give anything away.
Yeah. We don't want a spoiler alert. Okay, Jane, how about you?
I am playing the wife of Bath, which is kind of a flamboyant. I had three wives, and I took their money, but they had a right good time. Yep, I'm telling a story in the tavern inn, drinking to my heart's content. And I also play Venus in one of the other tales, which is Goddess of Love.
And Emma.
I am stage manager, well, co-stage manager, three other people technically, and I'm a little boy who's listening to all these tales told by either Jane or Connor as the Franklin, or the third person who tells the tale, which is Zoe in Jamaica.
Yep. And so what, I have never heard of the Canterbury Tales. Without any real spoiler alerts, can you describe what the story is?
Well, it's a whole bunch of people that are going on pilgrimage to Canterbury, England, to pray. And so they stop in an inn to have some drinks and catch up on their sleep, and they all tell, like, a story competition. And then there's three different stories.
And then we dance. Yes.
So throughout the play, you see different stories performed.
Yeah. While we're telling them.
So like, stories really cool. Within the story.
Yeah.
How many teens are in the Hudson Teen Theater Project?
15? Okay. Wait. You don't have to name them all out, Emma.
Like
15.
I'd say 17, you know, just be that guy.
Yeah.
Have you all performed in productions like this before?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we did Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare last year. And then the winter before that, we did Twelfth Night.
Between that, we did scene work, which was like different scenes from different plays, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
And are you guys interested in being actors? Or are you interested in theater? Is this grabbing you?
Actually, I'm minoring in theater when I go off to college, which is like 2 years. Oh my god.
I'm not really doing theater professionally, but I have a love affair with Shakespeare, so.
Ooh. How did that come about?
Well, I read it in school and nobody liked it there, but I did. And I did Twelfth Night, and just acting it really makes you appreciate everything more.
I would love to do theater as a profession. That'd be awesome. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do for college yet, but that's an option.
Emma, did you say you were going to be in college in 2 years, and you already know you want a minor in theater? What's your major going to be?
Communications.
Who is directing the play? What are some of the other... Who else is involved?
Carol Russoff is the director, and the...
She's my idol.
She's really great.
She's like... She sort of keeps, like... She keeps bringing up the word ensemble, which means, like, everyone's in it together and we're all a big group. Nobody's more important than another person. And that's the sort of feel that we all get from this company?
Production.
Production, which is, like, it makes it great. It makes it really a lot more fun than anything that you do at school where everyone's competing.
Hmm. Would you guys agree with that, that it feels like a collaborative ensemble?
She really implements the... ensemble
yeah,
idea.
Definitely.
She's a goofball though. It's awesome.
I always think about that. We interview a lot of bands on the air here, and they walk in and you know that they are basically in a marriage together. Like what it really takes to do a creative collaboration. And I think gearing up to a performance, it can be sort of the same way when you're in, like, you're all spending all your time together.
Yeah, we all get really close.
What is the next week going to be like leading up to the play? Are you rehearsing like crazy?
Hell week.
Oh, it's production week.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Were you someone who has never been in an ensemble before or in a play before? What does that look like on a day-to-day?
Like noon to like 7.
Yeah, you're there all day long and you don't have a life and you just do... everything. Mm-hmm. And you're so tired by the end of it, but it's just great.
And we've been practicing in the opera house, but we're really performing in the basilica, so we're like moving everything to the basilica and getting used to the space and everything. So it's
And is there a whole set design crew and people doing
Yes, there is.
There's like teens allocated. Like, you're lights now.
It's pretty much us.
Yeah.
Are you guys nervous?
I don't think so. I'm pretty used to the stage thing.
Like,
now.
I'm...
And the ensemble feel makes it
all... that's true.
...really comfortable. True. It's like performing with your best friends. Yeah.
And I mean, you always get that kind of quote-unquote butterflies when you go on stage.
Carol's always taught us, though, when we're backstage, instead of getting butterflies, to like close our eyes and think of the moment before and kind
use
of...
Use our power.
Yes. Get into your role before you actually go out and act it, and therefore you're not really thinking about your butterflies
just
as much.
You're just being yourself.
Do you think some of the skills that you're learning through being a part of a theater production, are there other things that you feel like you're pulling out of the experience that are like broader skill sets?
Well, we've been doing Shakespeare a lot, so understanding Shakespeare, because we have to act it and interpret it, and understanding language on like a higher level has definitely been something that's been helpful to me.
Also, I feel like public speaking, because you have to project yourself all the way out and try and make a connection with the audience if you're breaking the fourth wall.
Helped with mock trial.
So, breaking the fourth wall.
It's like when you act, you pretend that no one is there except for the people in the room in that scene at the moment. And the fourth wall is where the audience is watching you. And if you break the fourth wall, that means you go out and try and communicate with the audience.
Which is really cool about the Canterbury Tales, because there's a lot of breaking of the fourth wall, and people from the Tavern Inn, which is a totally different world, acting and communicating with people from the stories that are happening, and those people communicate
they
with the
like
audience.
They, like, jump into the story, and they jump out of the story, and it's
back
just,
and forth. It's really cool.
Cool. What about you, Colton? Are you learning deep wisdom?
I am. I mostly learned from these guys. And also, I guess... You learn how to work with other people, you know? That's a big part of it.
Boss them around, Jove.
It's really exciting. It's amazing to do things that take so much preparation and then happen so quickly.
And then it's over.
Do you launch right into the next production? Do you wait until the next year?
We usually wait about, like, half a year.
Like, every other season, like, winter and summer is when we do our...
Do you know what's next?
No. We have no idea.
It's probably going to be more scene work. And then Carol's looking into doing the Myth of Persephone, I think, but I'm not technically sure what that is, so no spoilers can be had here.
Would it be possible for you to each say one of the lines that you have that you like?
Does anyone need to be fed lines? Oh god.
Oh yeah. How is the memorization happening? Are people getting
it's,
there?
When you're narrating, when you're a person telling the story, it's like pages full of narration that you have to memorize.
Oh god.
That's pretty.
And they're all rhyming couplets.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So you can't make it up if you forget.
No. No.
Unless you're a good freestyler.
You guys want to hear lines?
Yeah.
I can yell on the radio.
Just back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Not so fast, son. There is still a way that each of you will have your say. Your holy oath I will preserve, and each will get what he deserves.
Wow.
What fun! What fun at the Tavern Inn! I can't wait for the first one to begin. Who are you so filled with glee? Who exactly might you be?
I am the wife of Bath. The wife of Bath am I. I had three husbands. They were rich. Rich and old and gray. I took their cash and wore them out, and buried them next day. I'm really not ashamed of that. They had, I swear by God, a right good time before I put them underneath the sod.
I'm there. Will you give a sort of a breakdown of when it is, where it is?
28th, 29th, and 30th at the Basilica in Hudson.
At 8 o'clock.
8 p.m., yep.
Another kind of logistical question. If there's someone listening and they're interested in getting involved, they wanted to be in a play, what does it take?
Go to the opera house and go in the office and be like,
when are they having
what
the
is
time?
Dedication? Not so fast, son. There is still a way that each of you will have your say. Your holy oath I will preserve, and each will get what he deserves.
Come join us for an adaptation of the Canterbury Tales.
Performed by the Hudson Teen Theater Project.
On June 28th, 29th, 30th at 8 p.m. at the Basilica on 110 South Front Street.
Who are you so filled with glee? Who exactly might you be?
I am the wife of Bath. The wife of Bath am I. I had three husbands. They were rich and old and gray.